Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I have received two very sobering and serious messages in the last week that I want to share with you. Today, I will share the first one. Please take this to the Lord for further understanding, for further wisdom, and for confirmation. This is what I heard. The House of America is condemned, full of filth, mold, and infested with rodents. The once beautiful abode has now become a den of robbers and thieves that have sucked the very life out of America. All that remains is a remnant of goodness. It is but a whisper of what it once was. Corruption has eroded its very foundations. An invasion of false spirits have overtaken it, and there is no turning back. The house has to be demolished, stripped down to the bones. And I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to read Revelation 18:2. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prisoner for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. Back to the message. Out of the ashes will rise up a seed of righteousness and of hope, and will know that I am the Lord God Almighty, and that my word stands. No one is repenting, but only following their own foolish ways, which ends is death. Do not fear who can kill the body, but fear him who kills the soul and throws it into outer darkness. Repent before me, so you will not be thrown into this eternal darkness. I have called and called, but this wayward generation gets further and further from my voice. What must I do to get their attention? Let the judgments fall. Then some hearts will be softened and will turn back to me. But most hearts will get even harder. As America has fallen, so shall Babylon. Though they are separate, they overlap. For Babylon has permeated the world with its tentacles of destruction. She is a spiritual force that, like a dark cloud or smoke, overtakes the land. She sets up kingdoms and takes them down. She is in the midst of you, surrounding you and overtaking you, though you see her not. Her kingdom will not last, but fall, crash, and burn. She will be no more, and heaven and earth will rejoice. Now I talk to my remnant people. As the disasters come, like waves crashing down, hide yourselves in me. I will be your escape and the door that you should enter. Cling to my word, for it will be the only thing that is not shaken. And then I want to read this verse concerning the word of God. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing from which I sent it. Back to the message. Walk away from all worldliness and be holy, separate, and pure. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for they shall receive the crown of life. Let the name of Jehovah be praised. And then it was signed, the one and only true King, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then I want to follow up with this one verse about being persecuted. In Matthew 5:11-12, it says, Blessed are you when they revile you, persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. All right, now, brothers and sisters, I want to bring to you something I saw in the spirit while receiving this message. What I saw was a dropper, like a medicine dropper that you use. And in the dropper, I saw blue liquid, dark blue liquid, kind of like dye that had been put in water. And then I saw a huge body of water, and I saw this dropper above the water, and I saw it being squeezed, and one drop fell out, the blue dye fell out into the water, and I saw it it fell into the water, and I saw it starting to spread. And first it was a very small blue puddle, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until all the water had become blue. And that's what I saw in the spirit. And then I heard this from the Lord. I heard this: when my word gets out, it is like a drop of dye in water. It spreads until the whole body of water is blue. It permeates and changes the color of everything. My word does not come back void, but it accomplishes my will. This is similar to a spark of fire that sets the forest ablaze. And then I heard this, brothers and sisters. I heard, be that spark by proclaiming my word. All right, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. There will be a transcript of this message in my blog, and the link is down below, along with the corresponding scriptures.